Clare Means Business, a Clare FM exclusive podcast with Josh Prenderville.
Welcome along to Clare Means Business. Good to be back with you and thanks for giving us your ear for the next 20 minutes or so. The theme really of this week's podcast is very much awards and success. We'll be chatting with two women from opposite ends of the county actually who've been recognised on a national scale in recent times. Firstly, we've heard of a number of business people in this county on this programme who took the plunge and opened their doors during the pandemic. Not many though have won national awards within months of beginning operation, but my first guest has, and all while flying the flag for her adopted home county of Clare. Roisin Keown, who founded the Brill Building, has won two gold awards at the first Effie Awards in Ireland, which celebrates the most effective Irish marketing and advertising campaigns in the country. Roisin, who's now based in Ogunlow, is with us on the podcast. Thanks very much for joining us, Roisin. Tell me then how the Brill Building got off the ground then, and a bit about your journey that's led to you being recognised on a national scale so quickly.
For 15 years I was working in Dublin in advertising, living in the city centre and working in DDFH&B, which at that stage was one of the biggest advertising agencies in Dublin. I was head of creative whenever I left, and I guess a few things were happening. There was some changes in the industry. The business was going to do a merge. And at the same time, my children were getting a bit older. And we were looking, we'd been house hunting and that in the Dublin area, actually. But having grown up in the country, in County Antrim, I always had this, you know, feeling that I wanted to go back and live in the countryside and raise my children there, actually. So probably more personal reasons than anything else. Without overthinking it, because we talked ourselves out of a lot of houses in Dublin, we bought a house in Ogunlow, just outside Killaloe, and moved. And at that stage, I was actually thinking I'd probably just freelance in my job. You know, I'm an advertising creative, I would say probably from a strategic background, but I'm an advertising creative, a copywriter. Write ads and I think up ideas. And I was thinking I'd probably just do a little bit of freelance. This is before the world went fully remote. So we moved down, and actually how I got my start for the business is that another neighbour of mine, a tip man living in Clare called Eugene Hogan, I was kind of kicking stones a little bit, not sure what my next move was, to be honest, Josh. And Eugene approached me on the hurling pitch, where all the great deals are made, and said, what are you at? What do you do?
Well, that's a classic East Clare story. If I ever heard one, the genesis of a business beginning on a hurling field.
It really did. And he invited me to do a little bit of work with him, with his clients at that time. And actually was really enjoying it. And then from there, an old colleague of mine, Niamh Murphy in Cork, sent two clients my way from Cork. So Kilkenny Design and Breakthrough Cancer Research. And they were basically the establishing clients of the business. And then from there, it sort of grew into the Brill Building.
And I suppose the nature of your freelance work, and you mentioned that this was sort of pre-pandemic initially, but you were almost ahead of the curve in that regard, because there are so many people that have followed you. We've spoke to others on the programme who have come down from other areas of the country and have settled in Clare since the pandemic started, and they've worked remotely and they've made a success of things. But you were almost sort of, not necessarily on purpose or in any strategic way, but you were almost ahead of the game in that regard.
Yeah, you have to have a little bit of luck for any sort of success to come your way. And there was a few things that worked in our favour. I had some sort of instinct, I think, that, you know, the world was getting a bit bigger. But when I left Dublin, I really didn't think that we would be able to have national clients or do national work once I left Dublin. I really didn't. But actually, the world has kind of gone that way. There's a phrase I really like, Josh, called, it goes, jump and the net will appear. And that was really the philosophy for the move to Clare. It was like, this is something we want to do and the rest will just, you know, figure itself out of necessity. I was on the road, I'd say about 4 days a week before the pandemic hit. So I was going to Cork 2 days or Dublin 2 days. But I was still working remotely with my teams. We were doing almost all our concepting over Zoom. We weren't presenting over Zoom, but it meant that whenever the pandemic hit, we were already working that way. There was no adjustment for us. We were already working with our production teams, our editors, our motion graphics remotely. So it did mean we didn't, you know, miss a step whenever that happened.
And you mentioned jumping there. I suppose that so many people have jumped when it comes into the business world in the last 18 months or so. Tell me about some of those clients that you mentioned there in terms of who you're working with then.
Well, the first two clients in the business were Kilkenny Design. We did a rebrand project for them starting in July 2019. And out of that came Green Friday, which we created for Kilkenny, and then Champion Green, which is a piece of work we're really proud of because it really did give a lot of small business and Irish makers and producers a focus during a really tough, challenging few months, or longer than that. Nearly, we're going into sort of the second year of businesses trying to recover. And I would have worked with Melissa O'Gorman and Marion O'Gorman to begin with that. And then Evelyn Moynihan is the marketing manager and then now CEO. So I would have created, they would have come to me not really sure what they wanted to achieve. They would have done a lot of research at that point. And one of the pieces that we do really well is we make the leap between the insights about your consumer and turning that into a really good brand property. So that's where we started with Kilkenny. At the same time, we actually were working with this other core company called Breakthrough Cancer Research and did essentially the same process for them. Talked to the consumers, found the insights, created a new big brand idea, which is basically the sort of cloud under which everything sits. And from that, then we created work. But since then, we've picked up, you know, quite a lot of other business. We've done projects with Donald Skehan's Donald's Kitchen, with Risky, which is an online reputation management company. And we're working with the Clare company now, our first landmark Clare company, which is the Armada Hotel in Spanish Point. I'm a huge fan of John and everything he's working to achieve down there. Yes. So we're doing a little bit with them as well.
I suppose what I found really interesting there, you mentioned some of the larger companies that you've been involved with as a creative, but that you mentioned small businesses and even the charity sector, that I suppose that's something that has emerged from the pandemic, I think, is that some of those smaller organisations, or even, as I say, that the charitable organisations have maybe had to rethink their own creative presence. For example, charities and organisations couldn't fundraise, of course, so the creative became so much more important. And obviously, the small business didn't necessarily have that physical outlet that they could open either. So I suppose in a strange way, I would suggest that's almost open doors for the creative industry to an extent in a weird way.
Yeah, I mean, the whole move to e-commerce for almost every business has got people thinking about, what is the message that we're putting out online? You know, you don't have a physical space and you're just waiting for passing trade or anything like that. You have to define what, and there's so many decisions that people have to make. What sits on the website? What are we doing on social? What's our content? And brand and a big brand idea and creativity helps create a filter for all of that, actually. That's often what we would find our clients come to us for. They're saying, I think I know what I want to say, but I nearly have too many things I'd like to say. How do I organize this? What is the most compelling piece to say to a consumer? And that would be a lot of our philosophy as well, Josh, as we actually work from the consumer back. So you as an organization, you've lots of things you want to say about your business, your organization, but really the filter is, what's the most important thing for the consumer to hear?
And is that perhaps kind of where some businesses have fallen down in the past, that maybe it's been, not necessarily anybody's own fault, of course, you have that area of expertise yourself, but that maybe businesses, and that's where you come in, that businesses maybe think about what they want to say first, rather than the consumer themselves.
Correct. So, look, that's absolutely it. And we would, everyone does this. We all do this.
Because that's not always the same thing, I suppose, is it? In fairness, what a business might want to say in a customer.
Correct. You're caught up with what the organization is doing. And that's really important. You can't take your eye off that. But what I help businesses do is think about, what is it you're adding of value to the consumer, and to work back from there, because the consumer is not thinking about your business. And the consumer really rates a lot of things that you are putting an awful lot of energy into: staff training, customer service. The consumer cares about that, but they also see it to a degree as a hygiene factor. So even though it's really important for you as a business and you must put your energy into that, the consumer wants to know what you're doing for them in their life. And that's the piece that I would work with companies a lot. It really opens up so much messaging whenever you nail that, whenever you say, what are we adding of value to that person who isn't thinking about our business? They're thinking about their lives. They've got weddings and birthdays and, you know, grief, bereavement, you know, a riot at work today or whatever it is. That's what's going on in their world. And if you can figure out how you're helping them with that, that unlocks a really strong positioning.
I suppose, in fairness to you, you're not just talking the talk, but you're walking the walk on a national stage as well. Can I ask you about that national recognition that you've received from the Effie Awards? To walk away with two gold awards and a silver so early, I suppose, in the lifespan of your business must have been a real shot in the arm for you.
Yeah, we're really delighted about that. You know, for those who aren't aware of what the Effies are, it's it's the most prestigious marketing awards in Ireland. They, you know, the criteria is very rigorous. You must show efficacy. And we were fortunate enough to win All Ireland Marketing Awards as well, which are also super awards shows. But the Effies, this was the first year that Ireland had the Effies. It's a global awards show. And this was kind of the Irish element of that. So, I mean, there was only 7 golds awarded for us to get 2 of them up against. I mean, look, our core team is only 5 people. We work with a whole, you know, we work with freelancers and on our kind of vetted and elite freelance team whenever we've got a project, but our core team is only about 5 people, and we're competing against agencies that maybe have 50 150 200 staff, and certainly, you know, a large team to really put those cases together to say this is what we achieved. So look, we're really pleased. I think it proves that, you know, creativity and a great idea, you know, budget is no barrier. The size of the team is no barrier. It's about the strength of the idea and the commitment of the people to make it happen. And then we're hoping that it also, I think, shows that our slightly different model to the traditional agency model also works.
Yeah.
And has a place in the market.
Can I ask you then on that note, lastly, then, what you see maybe in terms of the medium to long term of the growth of the business, or do you see growth? Are you happy enough to I suppose, keep it compact in terms of that small core of staff and those freelancers and obviously the client base you have as well? What's sort of the plan maybe for the next 12, 18, 24 months?
We want to scale, but at the pace that's right for us. So look, you know, it's amazing what 5 people can achieve, but it'd be easier with 15. So we're looking to, we think there's a huge market here for a business that has a slightly more agile model, and we've only just scratched the surface. So we really think there's a lot that we can do. We want to get some landmark clients. You know, we're looking for to work with government and national agencies. We think we can bring all of the thinking, you know, to them on projects and on longer term campaigns. And we're already having those conversations. So look, we're really excited about what we can do. We're very excited about the fact that we can work remotely. I think the time that we're in where, you know, you can live anywhere in Ireland and do great work and create a great career is very exciting. And that is applicable to our business, but also a lot of other businesses that I think are going to grow. So we're looking forward to working with them too.
Good stuff. Exciting times ahead as you're flying the flag for your adopted home there in O'Gunnelo in East Clare. Great stuff. Roisin, thanks very much for speaking to me on Clare Means Business.
Thanks, Josh.
Great to hear from Roisin there, and congratulations to her and the Brill Building team based out there in East Clare on their gold recognition at the Effie Awards, not once but twice. Looking forward to seeing how they continue to grow and develop in the digital and advertising agency world in the future. From one Clare Award winner to another now though, and you'll remember last week we spoke to Paula Hawes of the Liston Varna based Burren Butcher ahead of the Blas na Héireann Awards, which are the food version of the Oscars, we're told. The Burren Butcher actually went on to win the Gold Award in the beef category when they were announced last weekend. So our sincerest congratulations to Paula and her husband Neil out in Liston Varna there. There was further Clare success though, as the Ina-based St. Tola's Irish Goat Cheese collected silver in their category. So great news for this county all round. Siobhan Ní Garvey is Director of Sales and Marketing with St. Tola's, and she's with me now. Thanks for speaking to us, Siobhan. First of all, congratulations, as I say. It's always a big boost for a small business to receive national recognition, I'd imagine.
It sure is, Josh. Unfortunately, we're not getting the opportunity to walk the red carpet this year round, but hopefully we'll all be back in Dingle for the Blas na Héireann Awards next year. Yeah, it's always good, Josh, to get recognition, and we were very happy to get the notification from Blas na Héireann for our silver award with regards to our Dunstores St. Tola cream cheese that we've been producing for Dunstores for the last number of years. It's always great when we get when we win awards like this, Josh. I suppose it's great motivation for my great, small, but very dedicated team that I have working here at St. Ola. So we win an award like this, and we recently won at the Great Taste Awards as well for a different cheese, our Ashlag. It's always great motivation, especially going into the autumn winter months as the days are getting shorter and that. So recognition for what we've been doing here on the farm for the last 22 years is always very much appreciated at Blas na Héireann, which people call the Oscars, which I find funny. They're great awards in their own right. They're about be a blasta in Éireann for sure.
Yeah, and I suppose you weren't the only Clare business to see success at the awards. We actually spoke to Paula Hawes from the Bourne Butcher last week before the winners were announced, and they won gold in their category. But I suppose you're part of the ISMI National Council as well. Does Clare, in terms of the food sector, with businesses such as yourselves in St. Tola's and the Bourne Butcher, being recognised on a national scale, I suppose, has Clare got a really good foothold, if you like, in the food industry in particular? There seems to be a real increase, if you like, in the number of food businesses in Clare, smaller food businesses that are trading well and getting good recognition like yourselves.
Yes, Clare food businesses have always been very strong, you know, in Clare, in the county, and particularly over the last number of years when it comes to small Clare food businesses. There's a whole range of different foods in produce in Ireland, in Clare, from whiskey to beers to milk to cheese to different types of meat. Mears Butchers were also were nominated also in the final awards in Blas na Héireann. So we've had a great variety in Clare, and as producers, we've always been great at helping one another and supporting one another. And those of us who are longest established, I suppose, have been through the pitfalls and the hula hoops, but we're there, you know, to proudly promote all Clare foods, not just nationally, but internationally as well. But there is a great variety of food producers. And even, you know, in the last couple of years, I suppose, as farmers have looking at ways, at alternative ways of making more money for the hard work they do on their farms, you have more independent farmers beginning to produce products on their own farms, like the Burren Butcher, like Paul and Neil have been doing for the last couple of years. Paul and Neil,
very much so. Now I must make a confession to you, Siobhan. I'm a sucker for cheese. I love all types of cheese, hard cheese, soft cheese. And what I did notice when looking at your website was that you mentioned the Dunn's product, which has obviously got you the Silver Award in Blas na Héireann, but there are a whole range of products that you have things like Greek style cheese. As I mentioned, that the hard and the soft cheese there, you've the log, you've the herbs there as well. How important is that for small food businesses like yourself, I suppose, to diversify and have such a large number of products to choose from, if you like? Because I'd suggest that people are maybe more educated about food now in terms of flavours and things like that. We all like to think of ourselves as food connoisseurs, if you like, when it comes to trying different flavours and different foods. So I'd imagine it's quite important to not just have one product, but to have quite a few, as you guys do.
Yes, it's very important, Josh, because you have to evolve, you know, as the market evolves and as the consumer evolves. Like when I first took over St. Ola business, St. Ola cheese 22 years ago, at the time, Megan, Derek, Gordon, the original owners, were making two types of cheese. They were making our soft St. Ola log and our hard cheese. And initially, as you say, as people's palates have developed and we've all think that we become more knowledgeable in food and that. At that time, when I was first doing tastings with Meg in shops, she used to say, Siobhan, don't tell people that they're tasting goat's cheese, because the majority of them will just walk by and won't dare taste it. Just tell them it's a fresh cheese from County Clare, which I did at the time. It was always amazing because people, to be very good, to be honest, are very good at trying out different things. But at that time, goat's cheese, you know, was very new to the Irish market. But now over the years, I've seen how much people's palates have developed, I suppose, from travelling abroad a lot more and from different foods, from different countries, and being introduced in the Irish market. and the wonderful things that chefs are doing, Irish chefs are doing, creating unique products like our cheeses. We all have competitors, not just within our own county, but within the country and also within internationally as well.
I suppose part of developing that palate is combining food and drink. And you guys are doing that with the Western Herb Brewery out in Kilmaley. How important is that? Because I suppose cheese in particular, it's often associated with, in terms of your palate and tastes and things like that. How important has that kind of combination and that collaboration been, particularly again with another local provider?
Yes, collaborations are always great. It's a win-win for both producers. So like we have done cheese tastings with Western Herd Brewery, you're reaching a broader market. We're obviously reaching the market, the customers that are interested in beers and lagers, and they're obviously reaching a market, you know, of cheese eaters.
Yeah, and you mentioned there, obviously, people going into the shops, whether it be Dunn's or whatever shop it might be, but you also have an online offering. In terms of how successful that has been for you, has that side of your business maybe branched out a bit more, particularly since the onset of the pandemic, when people were maybe looking at ordering things online that bit more? And how has Brexit affected you as well? Because I notice, again, on your site that deliveries to parts of Britain have unfortunately had to be stopped. Has that caused issues in terms of being able to supply markets that you had been able to supply pre-Brexit that you maybe can't now?
Yes, it's an evolving situation all the time, Josh. I mean, it has been great that we had, you know, the large supermarkets like Dunn's that we won our product with, but we've also had other independent, you know, retailers like, you know, small corner shops that really thrived during the pandemic, because people were going, you know, staying very local and were supporting local shops. So it was great to see local shops, you know, the revival of the local food shop being supported by people, the likes of Coots Corner Shop there in Ennis, Super Value Fitzpatrick's in Simon, have always been great supporters of ours as well. We also then did open up our online shop there at the start of the pandemic, because we literally had an awful lot of cheese in stock getting ready for what we thought was going to be the busy spring summer hospitality sector. So our online shop was very busy initially, I would say, for the first few months, and even last year coming up to big celebratory times like Halloween and Christmas time. It has been very busy and really kept us, you know, kept the boat steady afloat during those very difficult first 6 to 8 months. It has got quieter now, but we still have got a lot of presence online with people ordering for special occasions. And then when we get recognition of awards like this and it's in the media, people look to buy again, you know, as gifts or even gifts for themselves, even at Christmas time. Thankfully, people still have to eat and they still have to drink, and people are becoming much more aware of supporting local food, local producers, local businesses, and also of eating healthy food like St. Tola, because our health is our wealth. And thankfully, the community and people in Clare have very much supported local businesses like ourselves, which we very much appreciate and never take for granted.
Absolutely. That's a good note to leave it on if I ever heard one. Siobhan Ní Gearmhí of St. Tola's Irish Goat Cheese out there in Aina. Thanks very much for joining us on Clare Means Business.
Thank you, Josh, for inviting me. Go ahead.
A great note to leave it on indeed, as we continue to support local throughout this county as we emerge from the pandemic. It's been a really positive 20 minutes or so, recognising some of our best and brightest businesses being lauded on a national scale. A big congrats once again to both Roisin and the Brill Building, as well as St. Tola's and the Burn Butcher, and Mears Pork's Products in Quinn, who were also nominated in the Blas na Héireann Awards too. That's our lot for this week's edition of Clare Means Business. Join us again next week when we look at whether a 4-day working week is really going to work for you or your employer. In the meantime, stay safe, and we'll chat to you in 7 days' time.
You've been listening to an exclusive Clare FM podcast presented by Josh Prendeville. Log on each week to hear Clare Means Business.